Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you'll indulge me for a minute, I have some words for my grandson who's currently eating, but he'll listen. This is a momentous occasion in your life, Luca. You won't remember much about it, if anything, but something miraculous happened to you today. The creator of the universe, the one who spoke all things into existence, adopted you into his family. You are his little one, his lamb. He gave you incredible gifts today, and I'm sure you'll get others too from the rest of the family. They'll be nice and precious and special. But I have to say that nothing you get today will compare to the gift of faith that God has given you. Because that gift of faith will be with you for the rest of your life, it won't fade or break or come unraveled. And the gift of faith comes wrapped up with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will be your guide, your teacher, your comforter, your friend, your advocate, and your spokesperson. And in case that wasn't enough, God also created in you a steadfast, everlasting connection to his Son, Jesus Christ. Because of that gift comes all the things that Jesus has done for you. His life, his death, his resurrection, and ascension all become yours. With that gift comes the gifts of forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And most of these gifts you can't see, but they're there. Through the gift of faith, they are there. They will always be there. When Jesus was baptized, God said some important words about him. He said that Jesus was his beloved Son, in whom he was well pleased. Today he says these words to you, Luca. Luca, you are now my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Treasure these gifts. Keep them close to your heart. Celebrate them all the time, and we'll help you too, because we have these gifts. God gave them to us in our baptisms. So now together, brother, son, grandson, precious gift from God, we rejoice together. And we rejoice, all of us, as the whole church rejoices when one rejoices. When one sinner is saved, the whole church rejoices. There's more rejoicing in heaven. The angels and the saints that went before are rejoicing today too. Not just because of Luca, though. It's not just because of him that they're rejoicing. They're rejoicing because we all, through Christ, through our baptisms, have been saved to spend eternity together, to rejoice in all of the gifts that he's given us. Paul puts it well today in our reading in Philippians, that everything else that comes with life, the good, the bad, the amazing, and the terrible, all of the things that come with life, don't really count for much when compared to the gift that we have in Christ. The gift of knowing Jesus Christ. The gift of knowing him as the one who lived and died and rose again and calls us his own. Everything else pales in comparison. And that's saying something, because I look around and we all have been blessed with some pretty incredible gifts. Family, friends, education, houses, homes, cars, all of the material stuff. Most of us, many of us, have been gifted beyond what we deserve. We've been given incredible gifts, and all of them, they're all going to pass away at some point. Houses don't last forever, cars don't last forever, nothing else lasts forever except this gift of knowing Jesus, knowing who Jesus is for us, the one who God sent. Again, to live the perfect life, to fulfill all that which we could not fulfill, no matter how hard we try. And we do. I give us all a little bit of credit, because we do try to be good people, don't we? We try and live good lives. We try and do things right. We try and live the way God would want us to. And Sometimes we do really good. Sometimes, not so much. But God knows that. God knows that Luca, just starting out, 2 weeks now he's been alive, outside the womb. He's been alive for 9 months prior to that. But, you know, I mean, he's just starting. He's got a long road ahead of him. I can look around and I see some who have reached 90 plus years, including his sponsors. It's a celebration. The cars are celebrating. The neighbors are celebrating. But Luke is just starting out. He's got a long way to go. There's going to be times when he is doing things right and following the law that God had laid out for him and living the life that God had given him. And there are times when he is going to go so far off the beaten path, it's going to be hard to find him. Because we've all been there. We all have experienced that. But because of what happened today for him, and as each of us remembers our own baptism, what happened for us is that God placed his Spirit, his Holy Spirit, on Luca. So that no matter how far off the beaten path he goes, no matter how far into the weeds he wades or how far deep into the sea he swims to get away from all of the stuff that God would want for him, God says, you can't go too far. Wherever you go, I'm with you. It's a guarantee now that I'm with you, no matter what. Even when you want to run the opposite direction, even when you want to shout and shake your fist at me and tell me I'm wrong, even when life's tragedies strike that can't simply understand how it could happen, even in the depths of despair, we know that even when it gets to be the worst of the worst, that God does not go anywhere. That God is with us. He is with Luca. In his heart, he carries him along with. It's an amazing gift today that Paul talks about this surpassing, amazing thing that we know Christ, that nothing else compares. For each of us today, as we again remember our baptisms, each of us today, as we remember the gifts that God has given us throughout the years, we still remember that one amazing gift, Christ himself. The salvation that comes with it, the forgiveness that comes with it, the mercy that comes with it, the grace that comes with it, that Jesus just keeps giving and giving throughout all of our days. We gather together today as the body of Christ because of that gift. We're not gathered here today just to do something for a Sunday morning. I'm sure plenty of us would like to have slept in a little bit longer, or gone out to breakfast, or gone golfing, or done something else. There's plenty of things we could have done besides that, but no, we know. We know how important this is. How important it is for God's people to come together to celebrate the gifts that we've been given in Christ. That's why we're here. We come today to celebrate those gifts just as we have Sunday after Sunday. And today, Jesus once again gives us incredible gifts. The pyramid says it, given for you. This gift, the gift of faith that Luca has received today, the gift of forgiveness and grace, it's for you. For you today. As we come to the table today and hold out our hands, we don't come bearing gifts for Jesus. We don't come thinking we're bringing something to him. Because really, what have we got? Not much. Nothing that he needs in that sense. We don't add anything to him by bringing gifts to him. We come empty-handed, knowing that we can only be filled by him. His gifts to us today fill us. I want to go back to this because there's one more thing I want to say. It'll take another 15 minutes, so I hope you're comfortable. Paul finishes our reading today with, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Do you know, coming in today, receiving the forgiveness of your sins, I'm going to say this in a very strange way, but whatever happened before that doesn't matter anymore. Whatever happened in the past, it's been forgiven. Whatever happened that you may think, I don't deserve to come up to God's table. Well, whatever it is, Christ died for it. What the gifts that God gives to us, they don't depend on us. We can only move forward. We can't go backwards. We can't change the past of what we've done or said or thought. We can't change that. But what we can do is, through the Holy Spirit, keep moving forward. Keep striving. Keep going for what God has given to us. Keep reaching out our hands to embrace the gifts that He has for us. And today we do that again. We come pressing on toward the call of God to receive the gifts that He has for us. And then just keep going. We don't stop. We don't get to sort of loiter around. We've got places to go, people to see, gifts to share, joy to bring to others. You've got things to do. Luca, he's got things to do. Well, eat and sleep. Poop. Those things. But he also has joy to share. Kisses to receive. Smiles to give. Just like you. So go in His peace and share the amazing gifts that God has given you. Amen. Now may the peace that is ours through Christ guard and protect our hearts always in the true faith to life everlasting. Amen.